Chapter 12. Lazenov said with a certain trace of awe in his voice, "I didn't know you were so friendly with the Emperor, Professor Selden."
"Why not? He's a very democratic fellow for an emperor, and he was interested in my experiences as a first minister in Cleon's time."
"It made a deep impression on us all. We haven't had an emperor in our halls for many years. Generally, when the emperor needs something from the library..."
"I can imagine. He calls for it, and it is brought to him as a matter of courtesy."
"There was once a suggestion," said Zenov chattily, "that the emperor be outfitted with a complete set of computerized equipment in his palace, hooked directly into the library system, so that he would not need to wait for service. This was in the old days when credits were plentiful, but, you know, it was voted down."
"Was it?"
"Oh, yes. Almost the entire board agreed that it would make the emperor too much a part of the library, and that this would threaten our independence from the government."
"And does this board, which will not bend to honor an emperor, consent to let me remain at the library?"
"At the present moment, yes. There is a feeling, and I've done my best to encourage it, that if we are not polite to a personal friend of the emperor, the chance of a rise in appropriations will be gone altogether. So
credits, or even the dim prospect of credits, talk."
"I'm afraid so."
"And can I bring in my colleagues?"
Zenov looked embarrassed.
"I'm afraid not. The emperor was seen walking only with you, not with your colleagues. I'm sorry, Professor."
Selden shrugged, and a mood of deep melancholy swept over him. He had no colleague to bring in anyhow. For some time he had hoped to locate others like Wanda, and he had failed. He, too, would need funding to mount an adequate search. And he, too, had nothing.